We're going to tell you guys how you can win a trip to Costa Rica just by hanging out with us tomorrow afternoon. Details on that coming up just after 9.
But we have intern Marissa.
Hi.
This is your last day being called intern Marissa.
I know.
So sad.
How long have you been with us? When did you start your internship?
I started like mid-May.
Yeah, I feel like, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
What are you going to do with your life after this?
I don't hopefully make money. I don't know.
Yeah. She's like, never wake up early again.
I'm doing afternoons.
I know. I'm usually going to bed by the time I'm getting up, so I'm going to have to revert back to my normal schedule.
What'd you learn from the internship, do you think?
I learned so much. I think I just learned really what goes into show prep.
Yeah.
Not much.
Not much
no,
at all.
Just wing it. We yeah. really wing it.
Yeah.
No, hey, Marissa, in 10 seconds, you need to be in here.
Yeah. Honestly, no heads up. No, I really think, I don't want to say I underestimated just
you
how
got the
hard
hand
y'all
on
work,
experience.
But it really is. There's a lot more that goes into it than what people hear.
If people think we're just sitting around talking, we're doing our jobs right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, like, which? I'm going to put you on the spot.
I don't like this game.
But you need to answer because you do it in the internship podcast anyway, where we've already talked about right. some of these things.
Yeah, but that was like, you know, whose car is messy and
that's easy. Right. I'm always
farting.
Messy. Who's your favorite here to work with?
Oh, I like each of you for different reasons. Yeah, I like working with you in your own right. So, for example, I love interacting with Manny because he dishes it right back. You know, I give it to him and he gives it right back. And then Roy, I just want you to like have an audiobook that puts me to sleep every night. Your voice is just
I'm
very
boring.
Soothing. No, your voice is soothing. It's soothing. And honestly. Oh, okay. Guys, Loren doesn't get enough credit. She's funny.
She's
Loren
hilarious.
Is funny.
Yeah,
she's very
so
funny.
So all the listeners out there, you gotta catch on to her little innuendos.
Oh, she cracks me up.
I know.
What about producer Nicole? What could she do better as a teacher in our internship program?
Assign parking spaces.
Yeah, we did have a little issue with parking spaces a little bit ago.
No, honestly, from the time that I interviewed for the internship position, just over the top, helpful. Yeah. Always make sure that you fully understand what you're doing before she kind of lets you take off and fly on your own. But
and
anything to do better, I'm not sure. I think she's pretty great.
She is really good. In fact, so before producer Nicole got here, I was running the program, and producer Nicole's first day was an unfortunate day because we had a specific intern that didn't want to be here and was a hot mess, falling asleep in the office, refusing to work, coming in late. And so, like, producer Nicole had to sit there and sit through an awful meeting with me and this poor student who, she treated us like a class she didn't want to attend, but she was forced to because the college required it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, like, I feel like after she had fallen asleep, we had asked her to do something, and she was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. You know?
I don't even remember this person.
You
don't?
I do.
I want to know why we fired them. That sounds awesome.
So I'm like, if producer Nicole can experience that on her first day with the internship program, she can handle anything else.
I love that after her nap, she still was like, I'm good.
She was good, man.
I'm rested, but I'm good.
Yeah. We've even had worse interns than that.
That's who I remember someone a long time ago who was asleep, and like, we asked why she was asleep. She's like, I'm tired. I stayed up all night. And our old producer, Victoria, said, well, how come you're not doing this? And she's like, because nobody told me to. And Victoria's like, well, it's just part of your daily routine.
Right.
Anyway, so she ended up leaving, too. But
and then you remember the guy who didn't think we were funny?
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
We'd be like, what'd you think of that bit? He's like, didn't like it.
I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it. I didn't think it was that good. We're like, great. Thanks for working with
good
us.
Times.
But Marissa, you are one of the interns, and we have so many great ones who have come through here and made something of themselves after they graduate. Ashley Strohline, who is now the sports reporter on WBTV.
One of our, Brandon becoming an operations manager here in North Carolina of a cluster.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yep, yeah. It does traffic, I believe, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was another Brandon. Mm-hmm. I think we had two Brandons.
Yep, that's right. So many people. Now, you want to get into radio. Like, you really want to do this. That's great. That's great.
So part of the job, you know, what we do is a talk show, pretty much.
Right.
But everyone,
you guys have made it.
Okay, please. But everyone else is more music driven.
Mm-hmm.
They have to fit content in 6-7 seconds.
Right.
So we wanted to see if you can fit content, do a break over, like, you know, a 7-second intro.
Okay. Our boss is probably listening, and he's looking to pick up some part-timers on the weekend
that
and whatnot.
True. Okay. Well, I need him to know that I don't have the screen in front of me, so I technically can't see how many seconds
well,
I have.
Well, let Manny
come over here.
Come count
over
there. You down.
Yeah, come
oh,
over
okay.
here. Look
yeah,
at the screen yourself. Now, have you ever listened to Kiss 95.1 outside of Morning Drive? Have you, like, heard, like, AJ
yes.
and Cameron? So you kind of know what they do and how they sound. Okay. Are you ready? I'll press all the buttons for you.
I don't know if I'm ready, but yeah, let's try. Let's
all
give
right,
it a go.
So what are you going to give her?
I don't even know.
I'm
going to
give her I Like Me Better by, I believe it's Love.
Okay.
Is that did I pronounce that right, Nicole?
Love?
Love. Okay, here we go.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I don't do a music show. I don't know. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'll tell you what, I sure do like me better when this song is on. Here he is, Laub, with I Like Me Better on Kiss 95.1.
Dang, she hit the post.
There you go.
Wasn't
bad. Oh, ain't that hard, is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyone can do this. All right, here, try this.
All right.
Which one? Oh.
Khalid's still making a name as to why he's a force to be reckoned with in the R&B world. Here he is pairing up with Normani with Love Lies on Kiss 95.1.
I don't understand what's going on in the music world. I now have questions after that break. I'd be like, no,
that was
come
good.
Back.
Now you need a longer break to explain
yeah.
to why.
I'd be like, well, stop the song.
Have her redo that song, okay. Roy, and instead of talking about the music, talk about your favorite morning show, because it's Saturday at like 3 in the afternoon, and we have a crazy War of the Roses for you Monday, where Lorraine's friend thinks her man is cheating on her.
Okay. Crazy War of the Roses coming up on Monday. We're going to see where his love lies. But in the meantime, here's Khalid and Normani on Kiss 95.1.
All right, so you forgot to address the morning show.
Oh,
you
sorry.
You got to say on the MRL morning
okay,
show.
Okay, on
yeah.
the MRL morning
750.
Show.
Appointment setting.
7:50, okay.
You ready?
Got
need
it.
Need a presence on the weekend.
Here we go.
7:50 on Monday, the MRL morning show coming to you with a new War of the Roses. We're going to see where his love lies. Here's Khalid and Normani on Kiss 95.1.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't want to give you guys any credit. That's all.
I think our boss is writing up a contract right
yeah.
now. This is,
yeah.
I mean, this is a good audition.
That was great, nice. Marissa. And we're, I mean, we're putting you on the spot,
yeah.
too. It's not like you knew what songs we were going to give you.
Try this one.
All right. Man, I have some growing pains trying to introduce this song. I've never even heard it. Alessia Cara. I've never even heard it.
No.
We should have ended on a good note.
I know. So
we
were going in there.
Too far.
I wasn't ready for that one.
Yeah.
I don't know the song. 7 seconds, that's quick.
I can't tell you how many times I wasn't ready for a break, and I just did the break with no headphones, put the mic up, hoping it sounds good.
It's like sometimes in between two songs, you're always supposed to have it. It's called imaging. And sometimes if we don't have it, I'll just come on the air and go, Kiss.
You do that. You
yeah,
really
I know.
Do.
Yeah,
but you can't tell.
Now you'll know.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. When in doubt, just whisper Kiss. And
all
that's
right, play it again.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I wasn't prepared.
On,
she
right.
can't end like that.
Board up for her.
All right, here you go.
I just wanted to give Manny's thing a shot.
All right, congratulations. Here, wait, we have something for you.
Oh, you have something for me?
Yes.
It's a certificate.
Oh, thank you.
Certificate of achievement. Thank you so much for being a great intern. And we have to go to break because if you've learned anything, we are way past our time now. All right?
You're being yelled at. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you, intern Marissa.